From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Authorities investigate why a Russian passenger jet crashed in the Sinai Saturday, killing all 224 people on board. At least 25 children are among the dead. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, the Airbus went down less than half an hour after leaving the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh on its way to St. Petersburg.
The Airbus 321, belonging to the Russian carrier Kogalymavia Air, known as Metrojet, had lifted off from the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh and reached cruising altitude on its course for St. Petersburg, Russia's second largest city, when it disappeared from radar. Al Arabiya TV reported there were no survivors and said the Russian plane broke into pieces when it crashed. Witnesses told Egypt's On TV that the rear half of the jet's fuselage caught fire on impact and burned. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says President Barack Obama's decision to send special operations forces to Syria is only focused on fighting the Islamic State. Speaking at a news conference Saturday in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, Mr. Kerry said that sending the 50 commandos to northern Syria to work with rebels there is not part of a U.S. involvement in the Syrian civil war.
It is focused exclusively on Daesh and on augmenting our ability to be able to more rapidly attack Daesh and do a better job of eliminating Daesh and its influence in that region.
Kerry's visit to Kyrgyzstan kicked off a long-planned Central Asian tour that will take him to four other countries. This is VOA News. The United States has increased its support for Syria's opposition with a pledge of nearly $100 million in fresh aid. The State Department says the money will be used for keeping schools open, restoring access to clean water and electricity, and supporting an independent media. The United States has pledged nearly $500 million to the Syrian opposition since 2012. U.S. President Barack Obama pleaded for peace between Israelis and Palestinians at a rally to remember slain Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. Speaking by video to tens of thousands of Israelis who celebrated Rabin's life Saturday in Tel Aviv, Mr. Obama said the late Prime Minister's dream continues to inspire those who seek peace. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton, who worked directly with Rabin, told the rally that Rabin was a model for those who are seeking peace.
Whenever there was a terrible incident here and I would call him, he simply repeated what we in the White House came to know as Rabin's law. We will fight terror as if there were no negotiations, but we will negotiate as if there were no terror.
Elsewhere in Israel Saturday, Palestinian protesters battled with Israeli police as thousands attended the funerals in Hebron for five teenagers killed by Israeli forces when they tried to attack Jews. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called for urgent action to address attacks on non-combatants, including hospitals and schools, in conflicts around the world. Speaking in Geneva, Switzerland, Mr. Ban said that such attacks cannot be thought of as normal.
These violations have become so routine, there is a risk people will think that the deliberate bombing of civilians, the targeting of humanitarian and healthcare workers, and attacks on schools, hospitals, and places of worship are an inevitable result of conflict.
Ban, an international committee of the Red Cross, Peter Maurer, issued a statement calling for respect for international humanitarian law. The statement comes after 30 people were killed and 37 injured in a U.S. attack on a Doctors Without Borders hospital in Afghanistan October 3rd. Final preparations were made at polling stations in Turkey, and candidates held their last rallies Saturday as the country prepared, that is, for its second national election in 5 months. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called for the elections after the AKP party lost its majority in June and Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu could not form a government. I'm David Byrd reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.